Welcome to another study from the Gospel of Mark. We're studying Mark from the Greek text that was originally written in. We're studying basically the Nestle-Allen text also, for those of you that might want to get a text to follow along with us. Ed Oskin, gar tous mathetes, how to, kai elegain autois, hoti hohios tu anthropou, paradidoctae, eis keras anthropon kai apokinesunsen, how to, kai apotanesthes, meta tres hemeras ana seisete. For he kept on teaching the disciples. Now this disciples here, this word disciples there is mathetes. And edoskein means he kept on, third person singular, imperfect, indicative, active. He kept on doing this. They needed it. He needed to keep on teaching them. He kept on teaching them and he kept on teaching them.
What chapter,
Jim? 9 and 31. Gospel of Mark, chapter 9 and verse 31. The disciples belonging to him, that's how too, genitive singular masculine, third person pronoun. And he kept on saying to them that the Son of Man. Now the Gospel of Mark shows Jesus as a human being. He is a human. And God became flesh in human form that he might redeem us, be our kinsman redeemer and redeem us from our sins and from the Adamic curse that Adam had given to us. The first Adam was an earthly, the second Adam was a God from heaven. And he shall be handed over unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And having been killed, after 3 days, he shall stand up. Now, the title of this message is Too Many Worldlings. These disciples of his had their minds on themselves and not on Jesus. And when we get our minds on ourselves and our own wants and needs, we become worldlings. Now, he's got 12 apostles here. And as far as we know, these are still worldlings. They are still in the world. They think too much of the world and what they're doing. Now let's go read this in the Amplified Bible. Verse number 31. And he began to teach them the Son of Man must of necessity suffer many things to be tested and disapproved and rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be put to death, after 3 days rise again from the death. Now that's the gospel, people. The death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Baptism portrays that gospel, but baptism doesn't save you. Jesus saves you. Baptism says that you're dying to the world. You're no longer you're not going to be a worldling anymore. All these guys here had been baptized. They all were saved, but they still were worldlings. 9:32, Holy Day Agnusen, Agnun, To Rema, Kai ephobonte auton epirotese. And the ones, they kept on being ignorant of the word. This word rhema here, this means an edict, a declaration, a proclamation. And they kept on fearing him to question, to interrogate. They kept on fearing to interrogate him. Let's go back again to the Amplified one more time. And he said, verse 31, let's go 31, 32. For he was engaged for the time in teaching his disciples, and he said to them, the Son of Man is being delivered into the hands of men, and they will put him to death. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise from the dead. Verse number 32, and they did not comprehend. They kept on being ignorant of what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him what this edict, what this statement, what this declaration meant. Verse number 33, worldlings. Kai Elthon, Ace Kafarnum, Kai Ente Oikia, Genomenos, Epirota, Autos TN T Hodon de Logizeste. And they went unto Capernaum. Marilyn, you remember what Capernaum means?
Circle?
No, Capernaum.
Around?
No, Capernaum. Kafarnahom. A Kafarnahom, that means a beloved covering.
Oh, yeah.
They loved that place.
Okay.
And he kept on and he went, that is, to Capernaum. And in the house, having become a being for himself, he kept on questioning them, what in the way, why did you keep on debating with one another in the way? Why did you keep on debating with one another in the way? The worldlings did. 33. I had read the wrong verse a while ago. And they arrived at Capernaum. And when they were in the house, he asked them, what in the world were you discussing and arguing about on the road? Verse number 34. Now they're ashamed because they know that their master has discovered their jealousy. Jealousy. What was Satan's fall? Why did Satan fall? Because of jealousy. He was jealous of God. God gave him a preeminent position and administration, and yet he fell from it because he wanted more. And now we have these worldlings. They're saved, they're baptized, and they're still worldlings. Moreover, the ones, they kept on being silent. They held their peace. They kept on their mouth shut toward one another. For they debated, had been caused to debate in the way, who is greater? Who is greater? Who shall be greater? Who shall be greater? And Jesus read their thoughts. Jesus read their thoughts. I have never worried about being greater than the next man. I am in a very humble position, and I am very thankful that in the last 25 years, God has allowed me to preach His Word. I am thankful for that. God has given me a place to preach His Word. And here, out here in the middle of the wilderness of Nevada, in pioneer country, in this little tiny cabin, God has given me the ability and the forethought and the desire to preach God's Word, and it goes all over. This message tonight, too many worldlings, may be listened to by 100 or 200 or 300 people. And I hope it blesses your heart, and I hope it convicts you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. That's the purpose of the Word, is to cleanse us, to keep us on that narrow path. The last message I preached was waterless wells. Waterless wells. So many people in the world, Christianity is a very small minority group in the world. Billy Graham once said that he believed that only 50% of the people in Southern Baptist churches were actually born again and were saved. Worldlings. Worldlings. Now, what is the gospel? Jesus just told them what the gospel was. He said, I'm going to die for you. The Son of Man is going to be handed over into wicked hands. The Pharisees and the scribes and the Levites and the high priests are going to murder me. I'm going to let them do it. That's the prescription for eternal life, is the gospel. Talking about waterless wells yesterday. The churches that people trust in, Mormonism, Catholicism, Islam. Many of these religions are giving you a false bill of sale to a dry well. Out in the desert one time, I think it was near Death Valley, this is a true story. But as wanderers would go out there and just be absolutely dry, dying of thirst, they would go to this water well, and there would set a jug of water with a note tied to it, indelibly written, where they could see it, do not drink this water. This well will produce cold, fresh water, but you have to take this cap loose, and you have to pour every bit of this gallon jug down in that well, and after you do that, you can have all the water you want, but please remember, the well pump deprimes itself and you must leave a bottle of water for the next man. It takes faith to pour that water down on the ground when you're very thirsty. It's like Jesus. For in grace ye are having been saved through faith, and that's the faith that God gives you. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Not our faith, it's God's faith. You go out in a place and you're dying of thirst, your animal's dying of thirst in those old days as they were, and I know how that is. I've been here in this country. Water is precious. Now the gospel is the genuine article. That well that Jesus gives you is living water. Cool living water. You drink of this water and you'll never thirst again. Islam, Catholicism, Jehovah's Witness, Mormonism. You go out there and you take that gallon of water that's so precious, you pour it in that well, and you find out nothing comes out but poison. Dry well. Trusting in men and not God. Trusting in men and not God. Herbert Armstrong says the gospel hadn't been preached in 1,800 years until he came along. What a liar. Jesus says, you're Peter, but upon this gigantic rock I'll be building my church, and the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down, Mr. Armstrong. And Herbert, you were wrong. Joseph Smith says that the Lord was dissatisfied with all the churches and asked him to start a new one, the reorganized church of the Latter-day Saints. Muhammad said the Bible was totally corrupted and you had to believe his version of the Bible. And if you didn't do it, you're going to be bathing in the flames of hell forever and ever. You can believe that if you want to, but that's a dry well, people. A dry well. It's a water well. Lots of promises. pour this water in here and you'll get water from now on, living water and all this kind of stuff. And go out there, as Muhammad told his most faithful followers, go out and fight in this battle. Go out and shed your blood. The first drop of your blood, you'll get 72 virgins. The next drop of your blood, you will be an intercessor for 70 of your family and your close friends. Waterless wells. Worldling religions. Me. What you going to get? What do we get? What the Lord gives us. We have eternal life right now if you believe Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again. That's living water. Verse 35. Kai kathisos ephonason tous dodeca kai lege autus etistele protos ene este panta eskatos kai panton diakonos. And having sat down, he called with his voice. Come here, boys. I think sometimes Jesus whispered to them, make them listen better, so they listen more intently. Having sat down, he called with his voice the 12. These are the apostles. The apostles, the first gift placed in the church. And he says to them, now this A here, the A, T, stele, that A is a first class conditional particle determined, it is determined as fulfilled, so we translate it this way. Since any one of you, he wishes first to be, if he wants to be first, protos, he shall be of all eschatos last. You shall shine their shoes. You shall, of course they didn't have shiny shoes then, but they had sandals. You shall wash their feet and you shall tie their shoes. The sandals, the underbinders on their feet. And of all, be a slave, a servant, a minister, a through server, diakonos, someone that stirs up the right kind of dust. Verse number 36, Kai Labon Paideon. Este se auto en meso auto kai ena kalisomenos auto epain autois. And having received a little child, how would you like to have been that little child, Marilyn? Mm-hmm. He took a little child, a little toddler, one that has just been learning, just beginning to learn right from wrong. Paideon, that means a spanking up child. The one that's out there in the yard in the playpen. A little child, and he sat it in the midst of them. And he says, having folded in his, folding this child in his arms, he's holding this little child. Oh, how I have wished that would have been me. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus has held me many, many times in my life. He's held me in his arms as he held you. And he folded his arms around and he said to them, let's go back in 35 and 36. And he sat down and called the 12 apostles, and he said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. He took a little child and put him in the center of the group, and taking him in his arms, he said to them. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful little story this is. What a little parable. What a little metaphor. What a little allegory of truth. Worldlings, give me your attentions. Lend me your ears. Worldlings, lend me your ears. Hos on anto totoin paideon dexate epi to onomate mu eme dexate kai hos on eme dexite ukme, dexite alaton, apostolanto me. If any one of you, of such little children, he may receive, he may, look at this word now. Always when it talks about salvation, always talk about service. It is third person singular, first there, subjunctive middle voice. That you may receive for yourself. Upon the name of me, upon my authority, the onomate, the authority of me. By the way, they're supposed to baptize in the authority of Jesus, weren't they? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, by Jesus' authority. He receives for himself, look at that, middle voice. Dexite, he receives for himself, and whosoever me he shall receive for himself, he may receive for himself. Not me he receives, but the one having sent me from heaven. Did the Pharisees that received Jesus? Did the scribes receive Jesus? Did the Sadducees receive Jesus? Did the Levites receive Jesus?
No.
Did the high priest receive Jesus? They were all worldlings. Too many worldlings wandering around in this country at that time, weren't they? That word apostolante, that means to send with authority. That word apostle there means to send out with tremendous power and authority. On a mission. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might have life. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word was toward God, and the Word was God. In the absolute beginning kept on being the Jehovah, and the Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. For he kept on being God. Kaihologos sarx aganato. And the Word, the Jehovah, fleshy became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten full of the Father, full of grace and truth. For no one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, that one being in the bosom of the Father, that one he has led himself out. This is the gospel, people. This is the gospel. The gospel to worldlings like you and me. These worldlings still had to take another bath or two to shake it off of them. Have you ever been around a skunk? This old world's like a skunk. You can always tell who's befriending skunks. They smell like a skunk. You can always smell who's sleeping with a dog. They smell like the dog, don't they? Walk into a house, you can tell they're sleeping with cats. You can smell cats. What do you look like? What is your idea of success in this world? What's your idea of success? What do you want to do? What do you want to grow up to be? A worldling or a Christian? There's too many worldlings in this world. Not enough real Christians. 938. Efe auto ho evones didaskale, eidamen tina en tu onomate su ekbalonte daimonia hos uk akulute hemon kai ekulu omen auton hote uk ekulate hemen. And he said to him, John, didaskale, teacher, that's vocative singular masculine, didaskale, teacher, we saw someone in your name casting out demons, and not he follows us. And we kept on forbidding him, because not he kept on following as a disciple us. Well, this is quite a story right here now. Jealousy. Jealousy. Now, what were Jesus' credentials, his messianic credentials? He had power over demons, didn't he? And not only did he have power over demons, he had the ability to give people power to cast out demons and to do miracles and raise the dead. Now, could anybody raise the dead? Can anybody cast out demons without Jesus' authority? No. They couldn't do it. And then he says he took a little child and put him in the center of the group, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever in my name and for my sake accepts and receives and welcomes one such child also accepts and receives and welcomes me, and whosoever receives me, not only me, but him who sent me." And John said to him, "Teacher, we saw a man driving out demons in your name who does not follow along with us, for we forbid him. We kept on forbidding him to do it because he is not of our band." And your disciple, I beg your pardon, he was his disciple, or he couldn't have had this power. They just didn't know. Worldlings sometimes don't know. Worldlings. All right. Verse number 39. Hode Jesus had pain, me colite, auton ude, scar estin hos, poese, dinamen epito onomati mu, kai, dineste, toxu, cock, cologese me. And the Jesus says, "Not ye hinder, don't you dare hinder." Actually, it says, "Stop hindering him. No one, for no one, he shall do powerful deeds as these upon the name of me, and is able quickly, promptly, readily to speak evil of me." Don't worry about these boys. John's disciple said he's getting braver than you are. He's doing more milk than you. He baptized more people than you. And he said, "Yep, I must decrease, he must increase." Here we are. More people that Jesus had given authority to do this. What did he do to the Gadarene demoniac? Huh? He made a preacher out of him. And he healed people. And he built great churches there in Decapolis. I've seen some of those churches that survived in that area. Big church houses from that man preaching the gospel and doing powerful deeds. That man that had been under the torment and under the power of demons was no longer a worldling. He said, "Jesus, let me follow you." He said, "Nope, you're going to be a missionary, boy. Get out there and go back and you go preach to the people. Go preach to your family, because they knew what you were before. Now you go preach to them now, and that will be mighty, mighty, mighty powerful in their eyes." And he built churches. Hos gar uk esten kath himon epi himon esten. For not he is able against us, on behalf of us is he. Or he is. Let's read 39 and 40. In the Amplified. And Jesus said to them, "Do not restrain or hinder or forbid him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name shall soon afterward be able to speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is for us." Verse number 41. Living water, not dry wells. Pharisees and Sadducees were dry wells. Waterless wells. They couldn't give anybody water because they didn't have any. Waterless wells. They promised them eternal life. If you keep the law, if you do this and you do that, you will have eternal life and you will become a child of Israel. I want to be a child of the King. I want to be a child of Jesus. Os gar on potise, himas poterion, hidatos en onomata hotek, Christo este aman lego hemen hote u me apas apolese ton miston auton. For whoever, here we go again, salvation and service is in the subjunctive mode. It's up to you, people. You have volition. You want to be a worldling or you want to be a Christian? There are too many worldlings in God's churches and not enough Christians. He may give a drink, cause to be given a drink. You, a cup of water. In the name, because of Christ, ye are truly, I say to you, that not he may lose the wages of him. No service is too small, not even a cup of water, if done for Jesus' sake. I have a woman used to put a bottle of water by my pulpit every time I got up and preached. She will not lose her reward. Not that I'm great. I am not. But she did it in Jesus' name. Let's read this, 40 and 41 in the Amplified. For whoever is not against us is for us. For I tell you truly, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink, because you belong to and bear the name of Christ, will by no means fail to get his reward. Now we go on a different subject. It's a different subject now. In verse number 42. And that's where we're going to quit for tonight. Waterless wells and worldlings. Next week we're going to talk about temptations and causing people to stumble. 9:31 through 41. Father, we send this message out to you. Out with your help. Out in your name. I pray that you convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Convict the worldlings in God's churches. Convict those that are out there in false churches to come to the truth. To believe the gospel. And to adhere to it. We know we can do nothing to gain eternal life because Jesus has done it all. But help us be faithful witnesses of your word, faithful preachers of your word, faithful livers of your word, a living gospel. Not worldlings, but Christians. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.